Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to third for the out. Lynn moves to second. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball towards left. Hall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hall. Lynn scores. Dwyer moves to third. Sheets moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hall reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Butler moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayford strikes out. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 4 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dempsey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Kern now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Oss now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.